It's crazy to think how fast this year is flying by. It's already May. And think about it, COVID has been over a year now. And if you look back and reflect a little bit, what lessons and how much did you grow over this past year? For myself, I can honestly say that I learned a ton over this past year. And it's kind of crazy to think back, what were you doing? Where were you at last May? Sometimes we don't realize all of these experiences, obstacles, hardships, even great times, how they're going to come together and lead us down the path that we're meant to take in the future. And a lot of times you have to just understand that things come in time, all of these experiences will come together, and everything happens for a reason. It's about embracing your journey. And I have this quote that's going to sum up what I'm talking about today. And it's, whatever makes you uncomfortable is your biggest opportunity for growth. It's very important that we push ourselves outside of our comfort zone at times. And that's when real growth happens. So wherever you are listening to this right now, reflect on all of the growth that has happened over the past year. And also think, what is coming up? What's next? And how are you going to continue to grow in all of the ways that you really want to? Welcome to the HNL Movement Podcast, where everything is geared to leveling up your performance in activities, sports, and life. Join me in my professional journey as I share my knowledge and experiences while also learning from professionals, colleagues, clients, and you with one goal in mind: how to optimize human performance. This is the right place to learn how a multidimensional approach will sustain the performance and lifestyle you desire. Welcome back, everyone, to the HNL Movement Podcast. Thank you again for joining me. For any of the new listeners out there, take a look at all of the previous episodes. There's some great guest interviews, a lot of solo episodes, and everything's geared to help you elevate your performance and help you to live a better quality of life. For all of the returning listeners, thank you again for joining me. It's a pleasure to have you listening again. And everyone, please go to Apple Podcasts. If you like the episodes, you like the content that you're hearing, please leave a helpful review, rate the podcast 5 stars, and it will really help the growth of the podcast. And of course, if you have any feedback, please feel free to reach out to me through my website. You can email me at andrew@hnlmovement.com and also contact me through social media. Today's episode, I am just giving a little update. Things have been hectic in a good way for me, and I just wanted to share some of the things that I'm excited about, looking forward to really help to get more content out there, to help all of you, again, elevate your performance. So the first thing is, I am excited to share that I am looking forward to moving on to the next chapter of my career and my life. So back in March, the beginning of March, I am no longer with Performance Rehab Ortho, and I am looking forward to all of the things that are coming down the pipeline. It is definitely something that I am very thankful for, grateful for all of the opportunities. And I have learned so much in the beginning of my career, being in the clinic, being the director of athletic training, eventually the director of nutrition, and incorporating many services and helping many people and building a lot of relationships over the past. I've been there for over 7 years. And of course, with any position, there's a lot of great times, a lot of ups and downs, a lot of stressful times. But everything I can honestly say that I have learned tremendously from. And it really forced me to go outside of my comfort zone to really try to offer the best services that I could to help benefit the client. That was always my intention. And it is something that I will continue to take with me throughout my career. So what is next? I have tried to share a lot of this information with the people that I have worked with over the past 7 years. And it's so crazy to think, but I am excited to go back to school, actually. So I'm going to the University of Hawaii, again, where I graduated with my undergrad and my master's degree. And this time I am going back in attempts to pursue my PhD in kinesiology. So I'm looking forward to that. It will definitely be something that challenges me and pushes me outside of my comfort zone. I never would have thought that I would go back to school after I earned my master's degree in athletic training. But I think how everything has played out, all of my experiences, it's just something that I really want to pursue. I want to challenge myself. And I think all of the pieces of the puzzle and the timing of how everything played out worked together just right where I couldn't pass up this opportunity. And on top of that, through my PhD program, I will be, of course, still working on all of the content through H&L Movement, my company, and trying to share a lot of useful content to help people online, virtually, but also in person as well. And I hope that all of the content that I work really hard to put together and get out there will help people, even in the smallest way, help them elevate their performance, help them through their journey to live a healthier and happier lifestyle. That's really what it's all about. The other thing that I have been working hard on, and it has been very stressful at the same time, is I wanted a space where I could create this content and also help family and friends and people close to me that I have worked with in the past. With the help of my family, who has been very supportive, we are actually renovating the garage of my home that I grew up in, and we're turning it into a full-on performance training space. And it's crazy to think, because a garage is not really made to be a performance training space. Yes, you can have a garage gym, but when you really want to try to get everything to make the training space, you know, function as well as it possibly can with the space that you have, getting the equipment in, making sure that it's a very effective use of space. And this is going to be not only my workout facility, but it's going to be my lab. It's where I'm going to really supplement and complement everything that I'm learning through my PhD program, and also ways that I still can help others, work out with them, and hopefully create some great content for other people to learn from as well, even if they're not working out with me in person. So stay tuned for that, because you'll see a lot of content. I'll be explaining things that I've had to overcome and thought process when it comes to building out a facility. And even though it's not a big commercial space, I have learned that the same things when you renovate a big commercial space, the same things really translate onto the smaller scale. So the garage is not as big again, but I had to take a lot of the things that I've learned when we renovated Pro in 2017. Things that you have to be aware of, a lot of the coordination issues between contractors, electricians, all these unforeseen things that pop up. That's something that I really had to coordinate again, and it was very similar in the process. But stay tuned, because I'll put up a lot of content on YouTube, Instagram, Facebook that will give you bits and pieces, and maybe it'll help you if you're trying to create a little home gym or home setup for you to do some workouts, especially if you're an athlete, recreational athlete, or looking to work towards some goals. This might give you some good ideas. But overall, I wanted to share that you never really know where your path will take you, because all of these experiences that I've had, it's really helping me through the renovation. It's helping me through this transition period. And it's something that is definitely going to be challenging, but I know that it's going to challenge me in a good way, because of all of the other experiences that I've had throughout my career so far. And for anyone listening out there that may be kind of at a crossroads and having to make some difficult decisions, I've definitely been in that place before. And fortunately for me, when you set your mind to something and you decide what route you're going to take, a lot of things will potentially fall into place. So those of you that have listened to the very first episode of the podcast when I really did not know what I was doing, I mean, thank you, first of all, for staying through and following along this podcasting journey. But I did share in that first episode that at one point, I didn't even know what athletic training was. In 2008, that was the first time that I've learned that athletic training was a profession or met an athletic trainer. I never even would have dreamed or imagined that I would go into this field. So you never know what kinds of things will line up. And it just so happens things happen at the right time for me to actually pursue a certain path. I mean, once I found out athletic training, I could tell right away that it was something that I was passionate about. I was definitely interested in learning more about this profession. And it's always something that I want to learn more to really share this knowledge and these experiences with others. It's not just for myself, because that would be useless. If I had all this knowledge and I didn't use it to help and make a positive impact on other people, then to me, that's a waste of all of this effort, time, knowledge, and everything that I'm putting my mind towards. When I started going through studies, going through my master's program, and starting to look for potential opportunities as a career, it was pretty crazy how I got the opportunity. Very, very fortunate and thankful to have the opportunity of going up to the Detroit Lions, working with them as a certified athletic trainer, a seasonal intern for 1 year. And even that was way outside of my comfort zone to live in Detroit, Michigan for about that 7 months or so, travel back and forth a few times, and just have all of the experiences at that high level, work with the people that I worked with, be exposed to different things, work with the athletes, see the culture and the environment day in and day out of really the best of the best of football, the elite level of football. Those are things that I've learned so many lessons that really have made a positive impact on how I approach the profession, how I approach things to this day. And of course, it wasn't easy. There were many stressful times. There were many times where I was exhausted, but there were also many great times where I'm so glad that I had that opportunity, but also went through with it. Now, after that, again, I would have never imagined that I would work in a clinic. And it was something that I just didn't really know enough about, but I always wanted to be your athletic trainer in your traditional setting, working with a sports team, handling all of their healthcare, trying to contribute to help them to elevate their performance. But in the clinic setting, I mean, I'm pretty surprised myself when I look back on it that I was in the clinic setting for over 7 years, and it has taught me so much more than I could have imagined. And these are things outside of athletic training. It's everything from the business side of things, logistics, creating great customer service and a customer experience, working with a lot of clients, building relationships with clients, colleagues, people in the community, everyone in the company. But it's something that, again, I learned so much from, and it has given me a lot of tools that I will take with me for the rest of my career. And if you asked me before, I was done after my master's degree. I had no intention of pursuing more school. I just wanted to be a clinician, wanted to practice. But it's funny because things change, things evolve, and sometimes it may not be the right time at that moment. But as you start to progress with things, adapt, sometimes the time presents itself again. And this time, I am actually really excited to pursue my PhD, go back to school, learn more, continue to apply it to what I do, how I can help more people. So I wanted to briefly share why am I doing this. And those of you that I've talked to over the past few months, you know, great conversations. I really appreciate the support. But first, this is really my passion. It excites me to learn more, gain more experiences, but not just for myself. This is way bigger than myself. Always the intention has been to help to prepare myself to help other people more. And this goes, of course, with the Hawaii community. This is where I'm from. I really enjoy trying to pass on information, knowledge, any help that I can to help those local up-and-coming athletes, help recreational athletes, wherever you are on your fitness journey and just in your life in general. If I can offer any help, support, knowledge, education on things that will help you to live a healthier and happier lifestyle, that's what it's all about. Me being an athletic trainer, I also hope to contribute and make a positive impact to the athletic training profession and also the fields of strength and conditioning and really just the overall healthcare profession. And I know that I'm just a small contributor, a small piece of the puzzle in the grand scheme of things. But my goal is to really try to contribute as best as I can and make a positive impact to the best of my abilities. And for those of you that know me, I've said that I would not want to go through this, all of the upcoming stressors, studying, hours of dedication to pursue my PhD, if it was just for myself. For me personally, that would be not worth my time, but definitely if I could use this experience and knowledge and share it with as many people as possible, really anyone who's willing to listen, and hopefully take some of this information and use it to your benefit. That is what makes it worth it in my eyes. So for anyone that's listening, I thank you again. And stay tuned for more. Because like I mentioned, if you can take even one small thing that helps you to get on the right track, helps you to make some progress, reach those goals, that is something that I hope to deliver on my end through my content and all of the things that are upcoming in the future. So stay tuned, because I am going to share a lot of my journey, the things that I'm learning, my struggles, and I'm going to utilize all of these platforms, the podcast, my social media, my website, to offer more knowledge to really anyone that's interested in learning some of these things that I'm learning about. Also, through my company, H&L Movement, I have been fortunate to work with a lot of fantastic professionals, very like-minded professionals, and we're all here to support each other and also push each other to be better practitioners and just better people in general. So I really value these relationships. In the future, anybody that's listening, if you're open to collaborating, just talking story, or just sharing some insight and having good conversations, please reach out to me. And for all of you listening, if you know a professional that it would be great for me to connect with, yeah, please let me know. They can contact me. The best way probably is through email. They can email me through my contact page on my website or at andrew@hnlmovement.com. I will also see how the school load and working on all of these projects will play out. I definitely want to be focused and not to spread myself too thin. But if anyone is interested in me coming to be a presenter, public speaking, talk to teams, clubs, do consulting work, or anything like that, that is something that I'm very open to. And I really like to do those kind of things too. I will actually put all of this up on my website very soon. What types of services I do offer and how you can contact me. And I would love to work together with anyone in Hawaii, but also beyond that. Anyone that's, again, open to collaborating or think that I can provide something that may be of help to your team, organization, company, that would be awesome. I would love to get connected with more and more people. And of course, you're listening to my podcast. So I'm going to still put in work and I still want to provide some useful information to continue the growth of this podcast. So if anyone has a great story, knows of people that have a great story, or think that someone would be great to talk to and have a great guest interview, then please let me know as well. Also, any topics that you want me to cover, any questions, follow-up episodes, let me know. I want to create content again that everyone is wanting to listen to, what you're interested in, and also to help to answer some of your questions. So there will be a lot of things that I will be working on. The PhD program starts in the fall at the end of August, and I can't believe it's already May, so we're just about 3 months out. There's going to be a lot of things that I'm working on in the summer. So just stay tuned. Stay tuned for more. Follow me on social media. You can find me at H&L Movement on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram. I will probably try to get my Twitter going one of these days, probably when I'm more in the program and have more things to actually share. And of course, subscribe, rate, and review. Share the podcast, because that is one of the things that I work really hard on to help to get high quality information out there. And I spend more time on this because it's a great platform to actually go deeper into topics versus social media posts or other short clips. I will leave it at that for today, but be sure to check out my YouTube, because a lot of these highlight clips from the podcast and also the renovation clips will be going up on YouTube. You can see all of the equipment that I'm getting. The whole process of transforming, really, it started as a messy garage into an actual performance training facility. And I'm going to have a lot of great tools, a lot of new toys in there. So stay tuned. You can check all of that out very soon. This summer, I will have more of those clips up. And if you have any questions, again, reach out. You know how to find me and how to reach me. So thank you again for all of the continued support. I really appreciate everything. And all of you listeners out there, you're part of this H&L movement. You're part of Team H&L. And what you can do for me is really just help to spread the word, share the information, share my website, the podcast, social media, and get all of your family and friends who are interested to subscribe, follow, and follow me along my journey for sure. It will definitely be something that pushes me out of my comfort zone, but I can't wait for the challenge that lies ahead, and I look forward to sharing everything with all of you. Have a great week, everyone. I will be back here same time, same place next week. Until then, aloha.